day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, open lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Anand Pande, CEO, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance, and Mr. Akshat Kapoor, VP Operations. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Yeah. Thank you, Navin. Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to all of you who are present at the Dhampur Sugar Mills Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. First of all, let me share the operating numbers of the company. The company crushed 12.98 lakh tons of cane in this quarter, which was 11.92 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. This is an increase of about 9%. The gross recovery in this quarter was 11.34%, which has been marginally better than the corresponding quarter last year, which was 11.22%. Sugar production during the quarter is 1.02 lakh tons compared to 1.22 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. Sugar sales during the quarter has been 0.73 lakh tons versus 0.98 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. Average sugar realization in this quarter has been rupees 35.37 per kg as against rupees 35.15 per kg in the corresponding quarter last year. The company diverted 2.41 lakh tons of cane for production of ethanol through syrup in this quarter. The ethanol production during the quarter is 239.96 lakh liters, which was 166.6 lakh liters in the corresponding quarter last year. Out of this 239.96 lakhs, 166.30 lakh liters was produced from syrup and balanced from BAV. Production and sales of ethyl acetate have been 85.33 lakh kgs and 85.34 lakh kgs. This was comparable with 70 lakh kgs and 67.47 lakh kgs respectively in the corresponding quarter last year. The production was up by about 22% and sales by 26.5%. Production and sales of potable spirits have been 4.4 lakh cases compared to 3.07 lakh cases last year same quarter. And the sales has been 4.43 lakh cases versus 3.07 lakh cases in the last year. The company received the consent to operate for its new distillery plant, which will enhance distillery capacity to 350 KLPD on C-heavy molasses. We are still waiting for certain approvals, which should be coming, which are expected very shortly, which will enable the commissioning of the plant. I would now request our CFO, Sushil Mehrotra, to take us through the financial performance of the company. Thank you. Over to you, Sushil.
Thank you. Good afternoon once again, and a very warm welcome to our earnings call for Q3 FY23. Coming to the financial performance of the company, our board of directors approved the financial results for Q3 FY23 on 30th January. The income from operations during the quarter ended December 22 stands at 643.7 crores, and the PBT is 66.7 crores. Cash profit is 68.7 crores. As against the same in the corresponding quarter last year, income from operations was rupees 630.6 crores, PBT was 78.4 crores, and cash profit was 77.8 crores. The inventory valuation rate is 33.60 per kg as against 32.30 per kg last year. The closing inventory as on 31st December 22 is 0.71 lakh tons as against 1.03 lakh tons as on 31st December 2021. Let me now take you through the business-wise performance. Our revenue from sugar business is 421.1 crore as against 439.1 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from power business is rupees 70 crore as against 63 crore. Revenue from ethanol business is 158.7 crore versus 100 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue from chemical business is 70 crore versus 71.8 crore and revenue from potable spirits is 109.3 crore versus 76.7 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. Our profit from sugar business is 15.7 crore versus rupees 41.9 crore. From power business is 24.6 crore versus 24.9 crore. Ethanol is 35.9 crore versus 27.6 crore. And from chemical business, it is 6.4 crore versus 2.6 crore. From potable spirits, it is marginally negative 0.8 crore versus 0.2 crore positive last year. Coming to consolidated results, the revenue from operations during the quarter stood at 642.2 crore. EBITDA is 86.4 crore, EBT is 67.1 crore, and PAT is at 46.4 crore. As against the same, in the corresponding quarter last year, revenue from operations was 630.4 crore, EBITDA was 100.9 crore, EBT was 78.8 crore, and PAT was 58.1 crore. The company has made repayment of long-term loans of rupees 78.8 crore in Q3 FY23. Long-term debt as of 31st December 2022 stands at 234.1 crore. So these are our financial numbers on a broad level. Thank you once again for joining us on the conference call. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Aman Santalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Recently, three developments have taken place. Number one,
sir,
the...
But your voice is breaking. May I request you to come in a better reception area, please?
Just a minute, sir. Now, my sound is clear, sir?
Yes. Yes, Amanji. Yes.
Sir, recently three developments have taken place. Number one is that as per the ground report, the production of India may come down below 325. Number two, Brazil has increased ethanol prices. Number three, the ban on pesticide use in the sugar beet in European Union. So, how it will impact the sugar prices going forward, sir?
Thank you so much. So as far as your first part goes, India for surely is lower than what we had expected 3 months back. But ISMA just had a meeting just a few hours back and 34 billion tons is what we expect India to do as on date. I mean, we are still early. I mean, January end, but 34 is the number that ISMA has sort of finalized as of now.
Yes, sir.
Brazil, you are right. They have increased their prices. Sugar, even beet, everywhere, you know, like globally, we are seeing a lot of changes which are happening, which are positive for India as of now, because even next year, we do believe that India will again be in the export market. I mean,
sir,
how much is the... Haji.
Sir, will it there will be a bull run in the long term, mid-term bull run in the sugar sector, sir? Sugar prices?
Are you talking about India or globally?
Internationally, sir. Globally.
See, again, globally, for me to answer, it becomes very, very tough, you know, in case any one of us really has an answer. But for surely, globally also, there seems to be that, you know, Q2 and Q3, I don't see any shortage as of now, globally. But in Q4, again, shortage is expected as of now for FY 23-24. So India will again have a great opportunity to export. But what the prices will like be is anyone's guess, because Brazil can always, you know, change vis-a-vis ethanol and sugar. So, you know, that is one part that we'll have to see. Their plants will start in about end March, April. So we'll have to see as to how much of, you know, how much they switch among the two. But yes, globally, again, for Q4 FY23-24, globally, India will have a great opportunity to again be exporting. Obviously, we'll have to see what are monsoons and what is the crop which is expected for FY24-25.
Yes, sir. And sir, still there is no clarity on the sugarcane price. So when can we expect the sugarcane price for the current season?
Amanji, question that has been asked by us all, and I really don't have any date, but I hope it's very, very soon. So it can happen actually any day, but I don't have a specific time that I can, you know, say to you that when like it will come. But hopefully in the next week, 2 weeks, we are expecting it to be out.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more question, that the yield and recovery was not very good. I'm talking about Dhampur, but overall, the recovery and yield was not very good in the plant cane. So how you foresee, Ratoon. So how you foresee yield and recovery in the plant cane, sir?
See, as of now, our plant cane has just about started to come. And we are seeing from our side, and I'm only talking about myself, is our plant yields are okay. Even the pollen cane seems to be okay. So from our side, for our two plants, we all seem to be fine. So we should be equal, or we are hoping to be slightly higher than what we were last year.
Better, we are expecting better crossing compared to last year.
Gee, at least the same for sure. And higher.
And sir, when we will start this grain-based distillery?
So our grain-based is expected to start by end of March.
At the current grain prices, whether it is profitable, and if it is profitable, then how much it is profitable, sir?
See, again, you know, grain prices are fluctuating a lot right now. But yeah, with present grain price, which is at about the last price.
At grain price, current grain prices of almost about 20, and the DDGS price, which is the byproduct of around 25 or so, it is still looking marginally profitable at this point in time. But these prices are fluctuating. So we are keeping a watch on that, and we'll take a call based on that.
And sir, for the valuation of sugar, sir, how much price we have taken for B-heavy and this bagasse?
So for bagasse, there is a standard price. We have taken 100 rupees. And for B-heavy, we have valued at 1,100.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Manyal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Just want to understand what is our estimate on the full year's crushing number, in the sense if we just take the FY23 number, will it be like 6-7% higher than the last year?
I don't think it will be 6 to, we are expecting it to be higher by about 2-2.5 vis-a-vis.
This must be for the season, I believe.
Yes, yes.
And if we see in terms of, say, financial year FY23, can we last year we did somewhere around 35.8 or 36, somewhere around 36. So will it be, looking at the current trend rate, means what could be the number for 23?
See, March for surely will be higher than what it was last year, because we have already, as we all said, that we are about 1 lakh higher than what we did last year. So we are 9% higher than what we did last year's crush. So 31st March, yes, for surely we will do far, far more crush. 35.83, you are totally right, was my last year. So this year should be close to about 37.
37, okay. Yes. And we have done substantial, means out of this, till, means Q3 number or what I could see, 12.98 is the cane crush. And out of this, 2.41 is from the syrup. So what could be, so this is roughly more than, this is almost like 20% kind of diversion we are doing through syrup. So will it be the same number for the full year, means 20% kind of number?
It should go up because of the fact that, as we just spoke, that our expansion that we have done, that should start in the next about 1 week. So we are waiting for the final sort of, you know, things from excise. We have got almost everything done. Today we are on Tuesday. By Friday we are hoping to get all of the other approvals, and then so this 20 will become higher by March. So we are expecting it to go up to about 24 to 25 average by March.
Okay. 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 And considering that fact, our ethanol number for the full year should be somewhere around 8.5 crore liters or more?
No, it should be more. So 8.5 is what is as of now.
Right.
6.86 last year. This is up to March. This is up to March last year. Oh, you're asking for up till March, or you're asking for the...
Yeah, please, if we just see for the financial year 23 and 24, if you can just guide...
Yeah, so 6.86 was we had done till March of 22. We are hoping to reach about 8 till about March of... 8.5 is right.
Right, right. And next year after the expansion, this number should go to 12.5?
It should go to about 12, yeah. We have to still wait as to, you know, whether they change the excise on levy that we have to give for CL. But otherwise, 11.5, 12, 12.5 is what we will do.
Okay, okay. Okay. And then given the fact that what my understanding is that syrup economics still not as good as B heavy, is it prudent to do the higher number of, higher quantity of syrup?
Yes. See, again, out here, even though, again, there are various thoughts on this, and, you know, when you speak to others, we are all slightly parak on that. See, what is the sort of margin that you get out of B heavy syrup? But from our perspective, we have to also see our own feedstock, that now that we have this plant and, you know, we are running it well, even if we lose $1 syrup ke upar, it makes far, far more sense.
Okay.
Even though we don't believe that there's too much of a farak of B heavy and syrup, we will believe that the margins are almost the same. But if I don't use syrup, I will have no feedstock. So my plant is shut in about 9 months.
Okay.
So in order to make sure that I have a feedstock to run for the full 12 months, I have to use syrup.
Sure, sure. So, and when, means you have already mentioned about the recovery, you are expecting it marginally better. So last year we did 12.16 on a gross level, and you are expecting maybe a bit better than last year, maybe similar number than last year. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Right. And just on the debt front, what could be our debt levels by the end of March this year?
I'll tell you on the term loan side, we, as we speak, are around 234 end of December and 240 as of today. And we will be drawing down the debt for our distillery expansion. So we would be somewhere around 280. 270 to 280.
Okay, okay. And over and above this, there will be a working capital.
Yeah, working capital, you know, is all seasonal depending on the stocks we hold. So that will vary.
Sure, sure. That's all from my side. Thank you. Thank you very much for all the answers.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashok Patel from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, what would be our current cost of production for the sugar segment?
The current, we have taken the valuation rate at 33.60 for this quarter.
Okay. So 33.60 is our costing.
Yes, that's right.
Got it. And sir, what would be current X mill prices on average?
They are about 34.52 ke aas paas hai abhi.
Okay, sure. And sir, do you expect MSP prices to be reconsidered this time around at an enhanced base?
I don't think so, my friend. I mean, you know what, we've been trying for the MSP price to be in Andanas for the last almost now, two and a half, but I don't think it'll happen. 31 is what will stay at as of now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And, sir, expected closing inventory for sugar cycle 23 would be after the...
Ashok, sorry to interrupt you.
Sure. Your voice so the inventory as of now that we expect as of 30th 9, seeing what numbers that ISMA has done, it should be the same as what it was last year. So around 6.
Okay, sir.
Million tons is what we expect it to be even as of, you know, ISMA, it won't go up or down. It'll be the same.
Sure, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I had one question with respect to production, which you had said in your opening remarks that ISMA has reduced the production estimate from more than 36 million ton to 34 odd million ton. So, in light of that information, how do you see domestic prices shaping up? Because we had seen increase in SAP prices 1.5 year back, but the domestic prices have not increased in tandem with that SAP prices. So, can you share your views on the same?
See, I for surely believe that the prices will be range bound. Right now, we are about 34.5. By April, May, you may see the price going up by about $1. 35.5 is what I see the price range to be. So 34 to 36 is the price range that I see post March.
And this is white self-production sugar you are saying, right? Or refined sugar?
No, this is normal sugar.
Normal sugar. Okay. And also, given the production estimates are lower, what do you think about export quota enhancement from 6 million ton to 7 million ton? Is that a possibility now?
I don't think it is. I think vis-a-vis 34, 6 is done. I don't think that we can expect the government to make it higher because I think India will need that much of our own stock to be there. Mm. So I don't believe that we'll get any further export than what we have already got as of now.
Fair enough. But sir, again, talking about the SAP, there are rumors, talks that SAP might increase. So is it a normal thing? Because we are already two and a half months into the season. So can you assign any probability of SAP prices remaining same or what's your view? Because it is already 2.5 months into the season. Can the SAP prices increase now?
And again, sir, you know, this I have been asked not only by you but by quite a few people. I have no answer at all. But like I do believe that they should stay the same because there is no reason for SAP price to be higher. The SAP, the cane price that we are doing as of now is very, very good. Farmers are happy. Government is happy. So I do believe and I do hope that they stay the same. But again, I don't have a short answer on this.
So how long this can be a lingering news that can be going on? Is there a timeline or something like that? Because that keeps on forwarding in the market, right? There's SAP price would increase. Sorry to bother you on this. But
many, you are like exam right. See, we are all expecting and hoping that it is done fast. But again, I don't have any answer on this as to when it will be done. But I do, and the information that we have that government is seeing it seriously, and it should be done very, very soon.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. On the grain-based ethanol, sir, can you shed some light on rice husk if we are using that as a feedstock? I guess we would be using bagasse as a feedstock for our plant, right?
No, we will be doing rice and wheat only.
Okay.
Only for our grain-based plant. So, see, for us, when we put up the grain-based plant, that for us is an option, that how much of sugar I sacrifice. So, for us, the grain-based plant is an is just optional as to for how much time that we will, you know, run the plant, whether we will or we won't, will be all on what is the price of grain that we get. So that's why we are in a very sweet spot on that. That we can always, you know, save on sugar, more of that, and still be able to run our plant for full 12 months. So grain for us is just an option that we have. But we will be doing it out of wheat or out of rice and maize.
Okay, sir. So last question from my side. Sir, your views on recovery and yields, not only for your company, but for the industry and for the UP state per se, if you can, you know, give a breakup or your views on Eastern, Western, Central UP, how things are shaping up and what can be expected for the season. That would be the last question for myself.
See, for us, as I said even earlier, that was said earlier, that we've been thankful to God that ours is okay. I mean, we are better than what we did last time also. We have been hearing stories that in UP, in certain areas, both pollen cane and yield are lower. But in our two plants, they all seem to be okay.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, you mentioned the ex-mill price for sugar at 34.42. Was this white sugar, raw sugar?
White. So the, as of now, no, I was just talking about the present price which is there as of now is about 34.5 is the present price. Of this is only of white, ex-mill price.
Okay, and raw would be lower.
Raw would be lower, but we aren't doing any raws right now. So we've already sold whatever raws that we had to do. We are not doing any more raws.
Okay, sir, noted, understood. Sir, you have been bothered a lot about this question of the SAP not being announced. Unfortunately, I'll have to ask you one more question, not the same repeated question, but a different one, but all in the same line. If the announcement of SAP comes through and there is a price increase stated by the state government, will it be applicable retrospectively from the beginning of the season or will it be from whenever the announcement happens?
See, if we see history, if SSP is said to be higher, it will be from the start of the crop. That is what we've seen as per the past.
Okay. Noted, sir. And sir, is the molasses policy out for this sugar season?
Yeah, yeah. So that is out. So the excise for policy is like out. And it is 20% levy is what we have to give.
This year?
Yes, 23-24.
And last year, how much was it?
20 only.
So there has been no increase in the amount of molasses you have to give to the state government?
No, same. So earlier was 18, but then in the middle and in August, they made it to 20. So they've kept it the same.
Okay, okay, understood. So earlier policy was 18, but mid-year revision was to 20, and now they're sticking to the mid-year revision.
Yes. So the 20 was done from earlier also. So it was not 20 only from August. It was whatever that we had made. So the same they've kept even for 23-24.
Okay. Understood, sir. So given that molasses or any derivative in whichever form you sacrifice for the state government is becoming such a precious commodity for the company and so valuable as of now compared to where it was 3-4 years ago, is there any formula that it works up to this or is it just based on excise revenue kitna hona chahiye state government?
grades, I mean, again, I think that is, you have already answered what you asked me.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Fair enough. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Udit Gupta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, very good afternoon.
So my question is, sir, what is the processing cost of ethanol per liter, sir, from molasses or juice, and is it any different from grain, sir?
Yeah.
See, the total cost of production from molasses is 43, and this includes from B heavy, and from syrup also comes to around 50. I mean, there's a gap of about 6 to 7 rupees between the two, between the B heavy and the syrup.
And from grain, as of now, see, on because we have not started our grain plant as of now, so grain COP will vary a lot vis-a-vis what is the price of grain
at
that point of time. So, you know, perhaps in after the Q4, once we start grain, I'll be able to offer you better or accurate numbers in May.
Sir, from FCI rice is what I understand, it's like fixed at 20 rupees per kg.
So FCI rice, yes, they are not fixed it, but they do a tender. But the availability is limited as to, you know, how much you can get from them. So again, so FCI prices also vary a lot.
Okay, sir.
And the FCI price also varies from state to state.
Varies from state to state, and also at the current FCI price rates, which were around 20 rupees plus kind of a thing, it is still looking better to buy it from the open market as of now. And those are tendered prices, so we don't know what kind of availabilities are there at this point in time.
Sir, could you tell me the equation, sir, like if we have 1 kg of FCI rice, like a 1 ton, so how much of ethanol can we produce from it?
So for producing, the norm there is about for 100 kL, we require 2.3 is the norm. So for producing 1 liter of alcohol, you require 2.3 liters of grain, 2.3 kgs of grain.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sahil Singh, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Thank
you for giving me this opportunity. I would like to ask about the transferring price of the B-heavy drive ethanol.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your voice is not coming clear.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I would like to ask about the transfer pricing of the B-heavy drive ethanol and the syrup-driven ethanol and COP of syrup and sugar.
Okay, the transfer price for B-heavy is 1,100 and for syrup it is 1,375 that we have taken. And the cost of production for B-heavy based ethanol is 43 rupees and syrup is 50 rupees.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to everyone, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills, we would like to once again thank you all for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You can also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries that you have. We will for sure get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.